This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations along the line to our great affiliates on the GCN, the Salem, and the USA Radio Network, selected stations on the different networks, and we're happy to be in some of the largest markets in the country, as well as all around in between, here, there, and everywhere, as I like to say. And, of course, we broadcast around the world via the Internet and the satellite, which is how Maria in Germany is listening to us right now with her friends. And hello, Maria. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. By that, I mean especially the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail to get to your mailbox today. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, because without the go juice, you ain't going nowhere. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. We're also on Underground USA, and we're also on the Kyle Warren Show website. So there you go. Find us over there. And you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And when you go over there, you'll see at the bottom of the page the contributors that we have, the guests that are regular featured guests. We've got their websites there, and in a lot of cases, pictures of them, too. So go over there, take a look at it. And joining us right now, first up on the dial here, because he's the first one on the phone, that's just, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us again. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Yep.
Good morning, everybody.
Yep. And now we're going to jump over here because up there in the Northland, the North Country, where it never stopped raining for a while, we've got Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
They like you. They're applauding. Yay. Well, you know, it's 80 degrees with clear skies here tonight, so that might have something to do with it.
Well, we've got severe thunderstorm warnings moving through with a fast-moving front, and it seems to be a daily thing this summer. So, if you're up there and you're listening in the panhandle, I'm glad you're still able to get us.
Yeah, absolutely, and there's a lot of generators have been sold up there, too. All right, Kyle, lead us in the pledge.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all.
Yep, you got there. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I want to get to Frank because I want to get his take on Russia right away because I don't know what's going on, and with this deal with this guy going to Belarus, that's where he was at to begin with. He's moved everything out of Ukraine, and all his forces and everybody, to my knowledge, are in Belarus right now.
Yeah, that's the Wagner Group, and got to keep in mind that any information coming out of that theater needs to be double, triple, and quadruple checked, if it can be checked at all, because there's a fantastic amount of PSYOP coming out of there on both sides. So, everything has to be taken with a skeptical eye. But they, the Wagner Group, you know, were having some issues with the Russian generals, the leader there calling them a bunch of a-holes, and that they were lying to Putin, and they started moving on Moscow. You know, turning from the field of battle in Ukraine and moving towards Russia, I think more to make a statement against the generals than Putin in general. You know, but the president of Belarus, who was a buddy of his, talked about that, and now all of these forces, this mercenary group, Wagner, is now in Belarus. And keep in mind that these are some of the fiercest fighters that the Russians had fighting for them. They were Chechens. You know, they don't, they're some very bad, bad actors. So if they're moving from the front in Ukraine to offstage in that conflict, you have to ask yourself why. Were they unwilling to continue the fight because of the losses that the Russian troops were taking? Did they see that Putin wasn't going to win? Or is it completely the opposite? Is Russia getting ready to mop up and they didn't want their elite forces getting whacked over there? So whichever way this falls, we should keep a cautious eye because it's going to give us an idea of either Putin's strength in this on the ground or his massive weakness like Ukrainian President Zelensky is talking about. But because the information coming out of that sphere has to be suspect on both sides, we have to wait and see.
Well, it's certainly a mess, and what started all of this also was the bombing of some 2,000 of these troops by the Russian Air Force.
Yeah, and we don't know whether or not that was a massive mistake or whether Putin had gotten information that that the Wagner Group was unhappy with the generals and whether or not it was actually ordered by Putin or not. We've got a leader of the Soviet military who does not get along with the leader of the Wagner Group at all. They don't like each other. So from what position did this happen? Ineptitude or was it tactical?
All right, hold that thought. Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Stivaldo, UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back right after this short break.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, our conversation with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, is brought to you by Moss Nissan, a Moss Family Automotive Group. Now remember, Moss Nissan is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, same as what goes on over there at Acura. If you are a military veteran or you are active duty military, you will get a discount on your vehicle, plain and simple. If you're a first responder, either active or retired, that's EMS, firefighter, police, sheriff, state police, or security, you can get a discount as well. And church pastors, active or retired, same thing. You get well taken care of, and if you tell them I sent you, you might get a surprise along the way, too. Tell them the captain sent you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Remember, the flagship store is located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. Plus, you've got Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Ford Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan store right there in Brooksville on State Route 50, right up against the Sun Coast Expressway right there, Sun Coast Parkway. So there you go. Tell them the captain sent you. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Take advantage. See what they can do for you. All right. Back to Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Back to Frank Silvato. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning again, Frank. And just real briefly, can you kind of expand a little bit on the situation, as we can tell as best we can, going on in Russia right now? And I appreciate that you said that, well, there's a lot that we don't know, only because we can't trust a lot of the information that's coming out. But there seems to be a couple of different things here. Number one, somehow Prigozhin has either been exiled to Belarus, he's fallen out of favor, he may not have much time left on planet Earth because he went against Putin. And the other side is, well, maybe he's going to bide his time in Belarus and still, you know, be in charge of the what is the Wagner Group, essentially. What do you think is going on there?
Well, it's hard to say definitively, but we can theorize. The fact that his forces pulled back from the front lines that went with him means he's very well protected. So if that is the case, he's got some time left on this earth, because even the Russia's most elite forces don't fight the way Chechen fighters do. And because this is a group of mercenaries, they're the worst of the worst when it comes to that. I mean, worse than equating to potent. So if he's surrounded by his mercenary group, they won't be able to touch him. That would have to be something that their intelligence and security services would have to do, and that would be a suicide mission, but that's what the intelligence and security services for Russia do. And this is mostly a battle, when you look at it internally, between Russia's military senior general and the leader of the Wagner group. They just don't like each other. They really don't. The leader of the Wagner group had some very colorful language to say about him over the weekend, starting last Thursday, and he hasn't pulled it back. It's not like he's going to apologize either. This is somebody with a Russian attitude and a Chechen determination. So if, in fact, he's surrounded by his guys, he's fine, and this was a compromise pullback. So what does that tell us? It tells us that either something is going very, very well over in Ukraine for the Russian military, or it's something very, very bad. And one of the reports that the Wagner group leader said over the weekend was that the senior military strategists of the Russians are just sending their people in to be slaughtered by artillery. They just send wave after wave in, like they have like a never-ending source of people to throw onto the front lines, and that it was a stupid strategy. If, in fact, that's true, then Russia is not doing very well over in Ukraine, and Putin's military is rather weak, which is why we keep hearing Putin talking about the use of nuclear weapons. Now, as Matt was saying off the air over the break, if, in fact, Belarus has received nuclear capability, and the Wagner group and all of the mercenaries under the leader's command have moved to Belarus, they could very well be being trained on the use of tactical nuclear weapons. And if that's the case, now we have to consider the fidelity of the mercenary group to its leadership. Because mercenaries are mercenaries. They get paid to do this. And if rumors are true that they haven't been getting paid, this may have been, well, okay, we'll get you your pay, but we want to give you a more important job to placate their egos. If they're not getting paid, nuclear capability could be given to the highest bidder. And that's not good at all, because there are a few wealthy nation states in the Middle East and a few Islamo-fascist sympathetic groups to the Chechens that would do a lot to get their hands on nuclear capability. So, you know, this has now spun into an additional sphere if, in fact, there's no fidelity to leadership in the Wagner group. And they are mercenaries. They're soldiers of fortune. They get paid to fight.
Very interesting indeed. Very chilling, I might add as well. Very chilling what you're talking about. Well, sort of switching gears here to U.S. politics. You know, Frank, there's a new poll out that shows about 74% of the people think that the United States is on the wrong track. So that is very interesting for what would be the upcoming election here in a little while if these poll numbers hold. But Nancy Pelosi, in the middle of all this, thinks that there's one particular issue that's going to be the winning issue, I guess, despite people thinking everything's on the wrong track, and that's abortion. Do you think that the Democrats are going to be able to use that similarly to how they used it in the midterms?
Well, first, you have to wonder about the mental stability of the 26% that think our country is moving in the right direction. That's just stunning. You know, it hasn't been this bad since, I'm going to say, the 1930s. You know, so, and so we really have to question the intellectual stability of people who think the move, that 26%. Now, Nancy Pelosi, she's shopping a lie. If you read her social media post, she's saying that her and Hillary Clinton both, they're tag teaming this. They're saying that abortion has been banned by the Supreme Court. It's a flat out unmitigated lie. All the Supreme Court said was that the federal government shouldn't be involved in that decision. They never should have heard the case in the first place because the case didn't have standing. It's a states' rights issue. So what it did was it freed up the states to be able to handle the issue of abortion the way they want to and the way the people of those states want to. It's more representative of the people in those states. So California, you take a look at the abortion laws in California, today's abortion laws in California, Illinois, and New York. They're some of the most liberal and extreme laws on the books. As a matter of fact, there's some talks in California, if I'm not mistaken, about abortion right up to the moment of birth. You know, that's just ghoulish as far as I'm concerned. But then you have, you know, laws that are representative of the states that are more restrictive. It's more about the makeup of the people who live in those states. It's better representative government, no matter what you think about the issue. It gives the states the freedom to have laws that better fit their populations. And the fact that the rest of the country should be taking a knee to California, to Illinois, and to New York on matters like this, forcing more conservative locations to accept more liberal policies as mandated by those states, that's ridiculous. That's not protecting the rights of the minority at all. And in some states like Texas and Florida, it's not a minority.
Frank,
it's a majority.
Frank, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, because we've got plenty more to talk about, and we're coming up on the break here right now, so I'm going to drop you over here on the hold line. But, folks, there's plenty to talk about, and we haven't even hardly gotten into the politicking yet, which we're going to, because all kinds of statements were made over the weekend about impeaching this person and that person. More information's come out about Hunter. I mean, good God. We now know that there was quite a gun collection that was gotten rid of out of a storage area. Not just a pistol or two, but a gun collection. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back, Frank Silvato, and more coming your way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A new national poll shows the Republican Party is divided over former President Trump's candidacy in 2024. According to the NBC News poll, Trump is expanding his lead over the GOP primary field, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Former Vice President Mike Pence says it's premature for any presidential candidate to talk about a pardon for Trump. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Pence acknowledged the 37-count indictment against Trump is serious, but that taking a position on a pardon at this point is a presumption of guilt. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible that killed all five on board. The investigation is currently in the evidence collection phase. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse returned to number one, notching more than $19 million across theaters in the U.S. and Canada. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Yep, MyPillow.com. Hey, if you want to save up to 80% at MyPillow.com, go over there, check out the website, look at all the specials they've got there, scour the pages, and remember, with the promo code CAPTAIN, you can get that savings. Promo code is CAPTAIN when you go to MyPillow.com. All you got to do is give them a call if you want to talk to a live person, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You'd be surprised what's on sale over there. It's unbelievable, unbelievable, and a lot of people are saving a lot of money and getting a lot of stuff. And by the way, they're starting to lay away things also for Christmas. How do you like that? So I know that's right around the corner. Not really, but people are starting to think about, you know, the holidays and whatnot. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Back to Kyle. Back to Frank Silvato, undergraduateusa.com. And another fine job. Tell us about your website real quick.
If you want to hear it, I won't say raw, but it's we're very matter of fact, and we don't beat around the bush, undergroundusa.com.
Okay, Kyle, you had a question.
Yes, we're going to talk some more politics here, of course, and especially where Hunter Biden is concerned. You know, he's pled to these tax charges.
All right, hold. You're garbled, so see what you can do about that.
Okay, how about now?
I still garbled a little bit, but go ahead.
Okay, So, Frank, with the gun charge that came along with the tax charges and so forth that Hunter Biden is pleading to, we understand that there might have been more guns involved here. And also, why aren't they just throwing the book at him rather than putting him to some diversion program?
Well, that's a very good question about the diversion program. And from what I understand, the arsenal that he had was a little bit more than just a few handguns. It was a full-blown gun collection. The question here is, with an administration that is so hell-bent on hobbling the Second Amendment, and they've been absolutely transparent on their hatred of gun owners. They want to demonize a gun owner at every step of the way. The DOJ has been charged with trying to figure out how to get more guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens and less so with criminals, evidently. But, you know, they're not two-way friendly at all. With an administration like that, how can they allow this to happen when you've got what should have been felony charges and a penalty of years in prison, and now with the knowledge coming out that it was not just a couple handguns and the unchecking of a box on a form for firearm ownership. This was a blatant transgression of the law when it comes to firearms. You know, if they're not going to be hypocrites about being so staunchly behind hobbling the rights of people to own firearms, they necessarily have to throw the book at Hunter, but they're not. So evidently they're not that serious about going after gun ownership. And it's either rhetoric to placate the radical left base, or B, it's about controlling the average human, the average American citizen, and not the elite class, or a combination of both. You know, so with Hunter Biden, you know, and Merrick Garland, you know, there was talk about impeaching him by Kevin McCarthy over the weekend. We'll see if that gets feet or not. After the budget negotiation he delivered to us, I don't hold a lot of hope for his spine being of steel. You know, they're not going to, the two-tier system is codified in this country with Hunter Biden's treatment. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's a set of rules for the elite, like Hillary Clinton and the Bidens and Nancy Pelosi and even Mitch McConnell, seeing as how he's got donkey blood in his elephant veins. You know, but, you know, the average person, we would have been sentenced to prison for felony gun charges if we would have been found with what Hunter Biden had after falsifying documents. And when he told federal investigators that he didn't do anything wrong, he lied to a federal officer.
Yep.
And that's the charge that gets you 5 to 25 years in prison. You know, so it's not
exactly
just the
right.
3 years for the it's not just the 3 years for the felony gun charge. It's the fact that if they wanted to charge him the way they'd charge a normal, regular American citizen, he'd be looking at least 8 years and maybe 28 years.
You know, Frank, is this a way of having Hunter plead out to these charges so that they kind of go away quietly and they feel like this is no longer a problem for them in the upcoming election?
Oh, it'll certainly be the mantra of the Biden campaign. This has been dealt with. It's a done deal. It's over. You're trying to persecute my son. He's already paid his price. Well, I don't know if he's paid his price or not. You know, sitting in the corner with a brand new crack pipe and just be quiet is not paying a price. He's not wearing orange and he wasn't frog marched in chains. You know, but yes, you're absolutely right about that. They want to dispense with it so there's plausible deniability going into the election that justice was served. This is a done deal. It's a non-story. Quit looking over there. Let's look at what Trump's doing. And that's exactly what their game plan is going to be. No doubt. I'm willing to bet the farm on it.
I think you're absolutely right about that. Yeah, it's exactly what they want to do in order to set that stage. And certainly they're going to be looking at Trump. And in fact, we heard that the trial looks like it's going to be moved back here a little bit, and maybe so it puts it again right smack dab into the heart of the election season.
Well, let's put it this way. If they found out that Trump once had a squirt gun, this would be all over the main page incessantly all the way up until November of 2024.
Yep.
You know, he was a super soaker, but that means that he loves weapons, and look, he's empowering white supremacy, and look, he's a racist with a gun. I mean, I can't even be.
Oops.
Yep.
He just disappeared from sight. Maybe he lost his power up there. All right.
I appreciate what Frank was saying.
Wait a minute. Here he comes. Okay, there you are. You're back.
I'm back. I mean, I can't even begin to weave the tapestry of stupidity that would be coming out of the media at this point if the tables were turned.
Frank, report of Israel foiling an Iranian attack in Cyprus. Now, I didn't know a lot about that, but we heard Benjamin Yahu yesterday talking about it. What was Iran planning on doing in Cyprus?
Well, Cyprus has long been a staging ground for many nefarious things throughout the Middle East, dating all the way back to when Hezbollah was very big over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they still are kind of a thing over there, although they've been a little bit more muted lately. What this signifies is that Israel is not waiting for the U.S. to give the nod to any operations that are happening in the Middle East anymore, because they can't trust us. They can't trust the Biden administration.
Right.
For 8 years under Obama, they couldn't trust us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they act unilaterally now and in the best interests of the Israelis.
Good for them.
And well, they should. And we're gonna have to get back on board with them if we ever want to have any semblance of stability for the West throughout the Middle East. And make no mistake, you know, you've got the same chessboard set up in Afghanistan that we had before 9/11. Where the Taliban is in control and Islamo-fascist groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS have training bases and the ability to move freely.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take that seriously, because last time it cost us over 3,000 people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's not being talked about. It's not in the headlines. And if something happens in the United States again on a massive scale, this one needs to rest firmly on the shoulders of Joe Biden for what he did with his pullout in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
But hey, Hunter's okay, and, you know, we're not doing anything with China, and we're not really just grafting our way through our presidency to fill our pockets with enough money so that we can disappear off the map at the end of this thing, mm-hmm. leaving the United States with another disaster.
And by the way, it's not hot in Texas either. All right. We'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Kyle, hang on. We'll be right back. Patrick Kyle, Sports Zone quarterback, coming back. We'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am personally to have you as part of this audience. We here at this radio station are very well aware that our success is all about folks like you listening on our airwaves, visiting our websites, and most importantly, doing business with our advertisers. It means a lot because the absolute best, most effective way to support our efforts of supporting America is to support the advertisers that you hear on the station and see on our websites. We believe in those businesses that partner with us, which is why we encourage you to consider them the next time you're in the market for what they have to provide. And if you do, make sure to tell them that you heard about them on this station. Additionally, if you are a business and would like to increase traffic through your real and virtual doors, then maybe it's time for you to become one of our advertisers. You won't regret it, so get started today by calling Steve Baltimore at 813-349-8240. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
You betcha, and I'll tell you what, for all our stations along the line that carry our show, that's for you too. Take advantage, folks, of the people, wherever you're listening to the program right now, of the sponsors that are sponsoring this and other shows. Take advantage, because that's how those stations stay on the air. If you like what you're hearing, that's all you got to do. Very simple. Speaking of liking what you're hearing, how about this one?
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, back with the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. And what are you doing today, selling seashells down by the seashore?
There you go. I'm going to try anyway. Help some people out with their insurance needs, Captain, absolutely. But how about Mr. Chastain wins his NASCAR Cup race at Nashville from the pole, man? It's hard to, you know, win pole position and then win the race.
Right.
Doesn't happen that often. So congratulations to him. Great race there just outside of Nashville in Lebanon, Tennessee. And, you know, just a fine, exciting race. A lot of people enjoyed it last night. Something fun to watch, different than your Sunday afternoon, little Sunday night special. So that was great. I enjoyed it very, very much so. Something's happening in basketball and hockey. The Timberwolves re-signed Reed for 3 years. $42 million, Captain. Boy, it's great to be an athlete right now, isn't it, sir?
Million-dollar guarantee to ride the bench in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, there is something to be said, Captain. If you're the, you know, 300th best player in the world in something, you know, and they have the monies, you can make $1 million doing that. You know, it's interesting. At least it's all going around, I guess. Hopefully it all trickles down to all parties that can benefit from it. And then in hockey, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes re-signed their captain, Staal, to a 4-year, $11.6 million contract. It's amazing. Basketball just is, for whatever reason, just more of a popular sport than hockey, Captain. And again, though, you're having more players play in hockey with all the trading out of during the game. So there's your difference there. Little baseball news, Captain. Aaron Judge still isn't ready to play ball, you know, for the Yankees, the great right fielder, great home run hitter. They tore some ligaments in his toe making a catch against the Dodgers back in the first week of June. And he's still hurting. He's one of the better guys, Captain, that represents the sport properly and handles it with class. And he's a true Yankee class act. And I really wish the kid gets healthy and gets back soon. If you're a Yankee fan or not a Yankee fan, that's the guy you pull for, no matter what, I think, Captain. And more Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves, all their friends up there in Georgia, they have reached the 50-win mark, and they are leading their division. And the Marlins down there in South Florida, they're only, you know, 6 games behind them. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things going on down in Miami. The sports down there have just been great this year.
Let's hear from the California connection here. Kyle, what's going on in California with the Angels and the Dodgers? I saw the Dodgers over the weekend. They didn't look bad.
Yeah, well, I think the Angels won their game. I know that. I'm not sure about the Dodgers, but of course, there's been some controversy with the Dodgers, but, looks like, Patrick, what do you think about the Angels and where they're standing right now, and especially how, Shohei Ohtani is doing? I mean, do they have a real chance of moving forward here? What do you think?
I do. I think the Angels could win that division. I'm surprised the Rangers are playing so well. I mean, they're a little bit of a surprise team. Can they keep it up for the whole year? We'll see. I thought it was going to be the Angels, Astros all the way to the bitter end. And the Rangers, I thought would be okay, but it's just like with the Orioles in the AL East. I thought they would be good, but I didn't think they would, you know, be close to 50 wins this time of the year. So a few surprises. Captain and I spoke about that in February during when they were getting ready for spring training, that some things would surprise you this year. It always happens that way. A couple teams surprise you. Kyle, I've never asked you this before. Your opinion on the divisions. You know, the Red Sox are 40-39, and they're dead last in the AL East. And the Minnesota Twins are 40-39, and they're winning the AL Central. I just don't see how that is equality. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a very, very good question. Well, it would seem to me that, you know, you've got a team that, that even with the Red Sox, of course, they're not a terrible team per se, but you're right. It does seem like there's some inequities there. But how that gets taken care of, I think is probably anybody's guess at this point.
Well, you know, what I'd like to see them do is you just, you know, you have the American League and National League in your top eight teams, you know, in each division. Make it. And I wish they'd do that in football also. I just think that is a more true bearing of who the eight best teams are in each sport each year versus a division situation. As you said, it doesn't, it's not an equality system. And I think that's what we all try to strive for. That's the beauty of sports, the equality of the game. So I would hope that, you know, I think basketball has done a better job in the playoffs seeding hockey. I'd like to see baseball and football do the same thing, but it's my point in that. So anyway.
Very interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah. Captain, what's your thoughts about that?
Well, I always thought that they never should have taken the Bucks out of the black and blue division to begin with. I kind of like watching Green Bay and Chicago play, you know, against the Bucks and whatnot. I thought that was a real good division.
Yeah. No, it was interesting back in the day that they funneled them in there. You know, the other thing is, though, you know, yeah, if you're going to do that division situation, Captain,
by the way, you ought to see the mind trust going on in the next room over here with Roger and Ken. There's a big meeting going on over here. They're in the dark, so it's got to really be something interesting.
There you go. Well,
Got to pick on those guys when I get the chance. And by the way, when you talk about Chicago, you know who you're going to talk about.
That's it, the Cubbies. And now the Bears, are they going to get a new stadium? Where are they going to put it? What's going on?
Why do they need a new stadium? What's wrong with what they got? Come on now.
Oh, Soldier Field definitely just needs to be revamped.
Well, I know that, but you know, who's going to pay for it?
Well, there you go. It always comes down to that, isn't it? It's kind of funny how the millionaires and billionaires.
Oh, by the way, before we hit, you got a minute left, so go ahead and get about 30 seconds to tell how you do what you do.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Captain, you know, I help out him with his insurance needs. I help out a lot of people with their insurance needs. It's something I enjoy doing. I've been doing it for 30 years. I can help you out also if you give me the opportunity. I'm either going to give you peace of mind to keep what you have, or we're going to move you into something else that's going to save you money. I can put more money back in your Social Security check. I can get you more benefits on your other insurance policies. But you got to give me a call. I have connections all over the country to help people out, and also the veterans who are dear and dear to my heart, like the captain. So feel free to give me a call, 813-966-1052. Let me give you the number again, 813-966-1052. As I always like to say, Captain, let's get together, have a cup of coffee, talk about sports, and we'll be friends no matter what.
Gotta go.
Bless you, Captain.
Gotta go. Thank you. Okay, Kyle, we'll see you tomorrow. I gotta go.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thanks very much. We'll be back with Kyle tonight on the radio, so make sure you catch that. And by the way, if you're down there in Sarasota, don't forget to check out Dominic's Wines and Decor. Yep, we're located 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Phone number 922-2345-941. 922-2345. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. I'll be back tonight for more. God bless America. God save the Queen. I just thought I'd throw that in there for a little Biden.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.